Okay. Well, welcome. As you can see, we're going to do this a little bit differently, so obviously this is a little different. You know, there's a wide diversity on this committee, points of view and interests, etc. And it seems really important that recommendations that come out of here be unanimous or at least have a vast majority. That's way better than just a real split group. So that's why it seems this is a good time to kind of change things around. We've just got through with the presentations of all the projects that have been given to us. Now's a good time to kind of change things around to try to maximize the positive results we get out of this. So, new chapter day, we're going to focus on a collaborative process. And I want to start just acknowledging at the outset that Rogue Valley Mountain Bike Association did a tremendous amount of work. And that we see that as a starting place for, you know, that's what got us started, that's what we're moving with. But at the same time, we've also kind of realized that some of those ideas are conceptual. You know, they're not like, this is where the trail goes. They really are conceptual. So, RVMEA ably came up with a great beginning this process. Now we want to move that forward. So, to see this process, I want everyone to remember that we're born with 2 ears, 1 mouth. So what I'm hoping today is that means we will do twice as much listening as we do talking. I think listening is something that we all need to work on. And so, not the least of which is me. And so, that's why I like, we try to structure the meeting today to ensure everyone gets an equal opportunity to speak. And Leslie and I will be intervening if that doesn't seem to be flowing that way. And the other part is we need to be moving along. We don't really have time to for a lot of superfluous. So please listen to the instructions for each part of this. We'll get through this, and at the end, hopefully we have a product or two that's make everybody feel good. So to begin the process, I think we'll start with.
One more.
Oh, we got something else coming. Oh, you're good.
Oh. He brought my chair. I claim that chair.
Okay. Here's what we're going to how we're going to start the process. I want each of us to be able to answer this question. And we'll go around the circle and answer the question. Are you open, or am I open to considering a different point of view from my current viewpoint? And let's just start with you, Leslie.
Yes, I am open to that.
Leah.
I am open, but I feel like my purpose in this job is to try to understand all of the diversity.
That's what we're after. Corey?
Casey.
Again. Casey.
Yes, and I think we talked about the concepts. That's still where we're at, so obviously that leaves room for me to change my opinions.
Sure?
Yes,
Graham.
Sure.
I'm
going
to pass it to you. Joanne, you're a public member, so.
Okay.
Yes. Jason.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
And yes. So just we might need to remind ourselves of this as we go through the process.
What would you have said if someone said say no?
I think it's really just
I'm gonna say no, just
too late, you already referred to.
I think it more serves as a reminder that all of us have kind of notions and ideas and things that we like, and that in order for this process to work, we need to constantly be able to step away from those and to take a breath and try to see from other perspectives.
We expected everyone to say yes, but we think it's going to be harder to live it. But it's easier to live it if you've actually had the, you know, just like when you get married, you don't do it usually in a cave, you do it out in public with lots of people around, so you really are making a commitment.
It's a little less of a commitment than putting that out there.
You're like trail married now?
Okay, that's
till death do us part, y'all.
Well, and Rick, I might say something just for staff. You know, as staff, a lot of times we get entrenched in a point of view because we've worked with this day in and day out. We have an understanding that might be a little different than everybody else's, and we might say something like, well, I don't know if you can do that, blah, 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 blah. I think for us, our job is to listen and try to understand what the desired outcomes are, and to try to understand how potentially we can help get to yes, but to also still expose those things, but in a way that's not biased or too entrenched, where we don't think that there is any other option than the way that we see it. So just for our staff members.
All right. Well, the next part is we're actually going to do a little brainstorming, and I know some of you are going to go, hey, we know this, but I think there is more to it than that. What we're going to do is a little exercise to attempt to come up with a goal statement for this group, which I think will be a little different than what we obviously could just say, hey, our goal is to review the stuff, blah, blah, blah. But there might be some values that we want to add to that. And so what we're going to do, a brainstorm. And the way we're going to, I want to be really clear that this is not going to be a debate. Everything will be put down on a piece of paper, and we'll see how it goes. We may actually say, okay, this is our goal statement, or we may just have this, and then Leslie and I will work on it and bring it back to a later meeting. But at this point, we're going to, who here is familiar with brainstorming process? So most of you are. Okay, good. But I'm going to go over the steps anyway. And so the ground rules, one thing is, we definitely don't want a statement of this is the reason. We don't want any reasons. We just want words, word or phrase. If it's longer than three or four words, probably it probably won't get written down because it's too hard to write down, because this is going to go really quick. But what we want is just like some word, like, for example, complete in terms of a goal. So we want the process to be complete. So we just say complete. That would just be an example. So we want to listen to others, and hopefully their ideas are going to inspire ideas of you. So this will not be a go around the circle. Everyone's just going to say it, and if you do, and hopefully that'll even inspire other ideas. They'll all just get written down, and I will stop you if you start expanding on why you think you have such a great idea, or if you let them sit, someone else goes, that's not a good idea. That's just not part of this. Another part is, and I think I'm going to bring this out because I think we need a little levity, but there really aren't any bad ideas. Because sometimes what somebody might think is a bad idea is actually a brilliant idea. But I don't know if any of you guys saw Dilbert in the Sunday paper, but this is kind of the antithesis of what you could have. And this is not what we're going to do, but I think it's worthwhile to just have a little levity and see what. So but you won't be getting that from us. Has everybody had a chance to look at that? Enough already. Okay. So we're actually going to start, and what I think we can do is, I don't need to even call on you. If you really are following this pattern, you blurt it out, it gets written down, next person, and we just go on, and we'll go until we kind of run out of slots. So
I've got one. I'm just going to say the word improve. I want it to be better. I want the trail to be better than where it works.
Improve.
Beginner. Compelling.
Compelling?
Right, faster turn. Opportunity.
Right. Opportunity.
Trailhead considerations.
Okay. I'm going to add fair. Fair process.
Collaboration. Positive collaboration.
Problem solve.
Problem solving. Okay.
Evaluate.
Evaluate.
Say a compromise. I don't know if that got
compromise.
Seek.
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 Public representation. Public consideration.
You guys are awesome.
How about trust? That wasn't a question. Trust. Sorry. Trust.
Safety.
Safety.
Enjoyment.
Diversity.
Historical wildlife.
Let me put those two different ones.
Right fit.
Right fit. Right fit.
About community values. Connections.
And I'll just tag on to Jeff's right fit slash appropriate, I think is many levels.
Land ethic.
Stewardship.
Outside the box or something like that.
Creative.
Creative, yeah.
Short and long term. That's four words.
I said a short phrase.
I like it.
Short and long. Long term is a hyphenate, so you got to put three.
You probably add, not only you probably add everyone's favorite word, sustainability.
Well, I was going to say that too. Sustainability.
Yeah, he already said that.
I know, but there's like A, B, C, D, E, F, G that goes with that. So.
I don't know if anyone said this, but respect or respectful.
Yeah, you got put in. Add it. It's up there.
Unintended consequences.
Oh.
Connection to nature.
We're going to wind this down, so if you've got something burning, you better,
It says parking.
Parking?
I don't know if it's going to put on.
Yeah, just, you know, again, there are no bad ideas. We're just putting ideas on, and we'll worry about it later.
Following rules.
You guys good with this?
Deeper understanding.
Okay.
I'm gonna say this for Chris. Layers.
Layers.
I was thinking multi-dimensional multi-layers.
Okay, going. Okay. Hey, this is great. There's a lot of ideas. I think almost everybody contributed to it. That's what you want. So I don't think we're looking at this. We could waste our time and try to synthesize something here with this. But I think this gives Leslie and I a good starting point. And we'll try to do something with this for the whole group. But it'll come back to the group as a proposal, or maybe more than one proposal for you to work with. Is everybody okay with that?
Are you coming up with a mission statement, or are you coming up with a list of values, or both?
It's a list of values, but it also hopefully can be a some kind of a mission statement. But I think having all what we've done here, we now have a good sense of what this group sees is involved in what we're doing, and that's great.
Well, I think. You're gonna come up with a mission statement and then give everybody an opportunity to see if the way you've worded it.
Oh, absolutely. No, we're just gonna come to a meeting. Yeah. We're gonna come to a meeting and present it as a proposal. This is nothing is done by us outside the meeting on this. Go ahead. I didn't say that right. We won't be making any decisions. We will be hopefully coming to things to present to you so you can make decisions. We make decisions together. Thank you, Drinda. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this next piece, we're not going to write anything down, but because it is a really important part of what we're doing.
Is it my question?
Oh, no, not yet. I'm
waiting for
Mr.
my line.
He'll give you a cue.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Well, that's interesting to say excited, because that's what we're up to next, is we're going to go around the circle, and we're going to ask everybody to just say what project of the ones we have on the table excites you the most. And I understand there's a bunch of you already thinking, well, wait a minute, some of those really are unfeasible. And yeah, that might be true, or maybe in your mind they're unfeasible. But I think it's important, or we think it's important, that everyone get an opportunity to say what is the most exciting one of these for them, individually.
And maybe what you could do
is put the name,
and
all the ones are back there.
Things that may discount it in your mind, putting those aside, in your fantasy land, or however, what is the one that you like viscerally feel most excited about? Would you think it would be like the most exciting, cool, a great thing in your mind? Yeah.
That's what we're after. But again, if you feel like, well, this is my second most important, I think it's a lot more feasible, so I'm gonna put it down. Fine. But it's not like this is not a vote. This is not moving. This is simply an opportunity for all of us to share with the group something that excites us. Person?
Well, so the ideas that I'm most excited about are the least feasible. So I can only get one.
I think so.
Yeah. Right? So yeah. If I only get one, I'm inclined to go with one that's maybe more practical.
Well, that's your decision. You do what you want with that.
I do myself. I do.
I think it's important to clarify this process because we only get one, and we're not ruling out anything that might be unfeasible. So I might say, and I'll just give an example so that we kind of get what we're trying to do. If my most excited one is, I don't know what to call it, but the one that's from the top of Park Street, I might be really excited about that, but only if there's good trailhead and parking up there. But I could just say, okay, if that's like my favorite, and everybody says that's the one they're most excited about, then we might start looking into those things that make it more feasible.
This came about because in the last meeting, I think it was the last meeting, we talked about Imperatrice, and Luke kind of just exploded, and he was like, this project!
Yeah, I'm getting sweaty waiting to say Imperatrice, so excited.
He was like, all of these, it's my favorite, and it would like energize me, and I thought it taught like an energy that is really important in our group, and even if you love Siskiyou Park and you're like, oh, but I don't think it's possible, I think it's a, and this doesn't count as a vote or anything. I just, me wanting to know what excites you and like what you'd be stoked to work on, what you think is like, you know, what you think, man, that would be so great. Like, live with Imperatrice. And then we're going to talk, bring it realistic soon. Don't worry about that. It's more just to share like what lights your fire in terms of tricks. That's why we brought it.
And then can we name the project so that so we know which ones that we're talking about, so that I'm not using terms like top of Park Street
so
when you're talking about.
So if you look back on the back wall.
Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. Good. Thank you.
That is the list of the seven that, and if you need clarification on any of them, we can provide that.
And I want you to know that we are going to actually do some kind of a tallying at the end of this process. So you're going to get...
Non-binding.
No, we're going to talk about feasibility, and then we're going to actually get down to brass tacks in terms of...
So you're going to have a chance to go to use your more...
Nuance
or whatever. You're not... Yeah. Yeah. All that. So anyways, this is just trying to be a fun exercise. So actually, since we're there, Luke, why don't you tell us what you're...
Oh yeah, I'll start in Imperatrice number 7, top of my list. Like life dream, to be able to hike or jog from the top of Grizzly Peak to the top of Mount Ashland, do like a rim to rim, but through Ashland is life goal.
Great. That's it.
Working on it tomorrow if we get approval.
Perfect.
Honestly, I'm most excited about South Ashland connecting climb, and well, really more the downhill trail, South Ashland.
Could you also let us know which parts you want staff to participate in and which parts are only...
This is for everybody.
Okay.
I will say when it's... In fact, I think we're going to actually have staff do everything.
Okay. It's the DH. Just say climb /DH.
Yeah. Okay, so if we... Let's just go around.
Oh.
Leah, do you want to...
Sure. It's a toss-up for me between Lithia and Imperatrice, but I'm going to say Lithia Park Lowe.
Corey.
Casey.
You're doing it on purpose.
Oh, man, this is tough, right? I'm going to go with, I think, the South Ashland connecting climbing down.
Yeah.
It's almost the top point.
Yes, with your heart.
And you should say, again, if you want to have a second statement about why that's something.
Yeah, I think it's a lot for me, but you know, I know there's just having something close to town that kids can ride on. I have two children, and we have nothing, and just bringing mountain biking closer to our community. I feel like it's pushed to the outskirts, and that would just be like so welcoming and inclusive.
So I can't choose. I don't want to be talented, so I'm going to say yes and yes.
Oh, tricky.
Yeah. All right, Chris.
I'm going to vote the Alice in Wonderland number 5.
And you want to say why? Again, give it a sentence or two.
Because it's such a highly used area, but it can also be so much better than it is, and we don't have to really actually change that much.
Thank you. Jason.
It's a tough one for me too, but I'd probably go with Imperatrice, just because I think that would be a cool thing to have up here. Just different trails and different connections on a whole different piece of property.
See, this is really interesting.
Sil?
Were you skipping me?
Torsten.
Oh, I thought I saw your name up here, but you didn't write anything.
Yeah.
Torsten!
Lower Wonder Bailout Trail in the quarry, not the other one.
I predicted that.
Okay. All right, Sil.
Number five.
That is Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say about it, briefly?
What Chris said.
You like the name.
Yeah.
We got you, Lou.
And that's probably where I go the most.
Jeff.
Well, it's just really tough between Alice in Wonderland and Imperatrice for me, but I'll probably say Imperatrice at this time because of multiple reasons. I like the idea of the Grizzly Peak Trail connection, if it can ever be made down through the private properties with easements. And it has the potential to also have a really nice climbing and loop trail around the whole property. And it has the potential for a beginner to intermediate level course, possibly a slalom course in the lower areas. And it's a good property to be considered as a destination point because it has more parking opportunity than a lot of the other areas.
Thank you. Michael?
I'm going to say Imperatrice as well. And one of the reasons is we've been working for years as APRC to try to get that property into open space. And there's always a little bit of movement, but this could maybe push it over the edge and get it going. Plus, I do think the concept is really good, and I'd like Luke to fulfill his lifelong.
You have to build it, right?
Yeah.
Where's my little heart?
Okay, Chris.
What about you, Rich?
Well,
what excites you?
I gotta keep it simple and say Alice. Kind of a mess up there, and it would really be nice to get that. It'd be a little nicer. Okay.
Thank you.
Wow.
That was very illuminating.
I don't know, maybe just because this was old, but you seem to be moving along really well.
Not a problem.
Okay. So.
Part of the problem.
Let's see. We need to get this off here. Yep. In fact, what I'm going to do
is
this off.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I think we can get this.
It's really chocolate from
under
here.
Yeah. Yeah. We have four of these somewhere.
Okay, now we're going back to reality. Pragmatism.
Okay. Criteria. We had a subcommittee that met, and we worked a bit on some criteria, and then we took what we got from that meeting, and Morph and I worked on some more. And we see these as kind of the criteria that could be used for determining, where we go from here, what's going to be the most feasible from a lot of different perspectives, and also the benefits. So sometimes you weigh benefits against the criteria that of feasibility, and sometimes they get together and sometimes they don't. And
I guess first we should have folks read them and see if we're missing anything. Like, we try to be as comprehensive as possible, but
For feasibility, I mean financial.
I usually think of like cost and then benefit. Is that what feasibility means? Is like the cost and the benefit?
Do you want to write?
No, I mean like the environmental cost and the logistical, political cost, the regulatory cost. Is that kind of how we're looking at this?
That's kind of how I'm viewing it. I think that's good.
say it again.
I'm having a hard time to like figure out what's the difference between like a cost benefit relationship and like a feasibility benefit relationship. Are we talking about the environmental
cost? I mean financial, you mean, but...
No, I'm talking about the bigger picture, like a environmental cost, the political, logistical cost, like all the different... Is this kind of... Maybe I must be misunderstanding.
No, it seems like you want to add another feasibility that's an environmental consideration.
No, it's already listed. That's why I'm saying, I think we're good, right? I just wanted to make sure I was reading this right. Maybe I'm not.
I think you are.
I mean, it's really pretty basic. There's logistical, and actually, financial could be considered in there, but it's fine to have it separate too. Political, what's gonna, who's, there's.
So like, for instance, you would say like the benefit number 3, added value, feasibility number 5, financial, cost to build, cost to maintain. Is that kind of what we're getting at here?
I think we were thinking about like as you evaluate each project, and we could, I think it's, if everyone agrees that we want to frame it more in a cost benefit, we were thinking of the possibility of getting it done, like within all these categories, and then we also thought that RBMAA identified all these like great benefits and considerations, safety, connectivity, etc. So we were thinking of it in that way. I assume that there would be like costs or trade-offs with every single one of these.
Open your mind.
Kind of rank.
So, yeah. Okay.
But I'll do more listening.
I'm gonna do more listening, less talking.
No, I understand how you're saying it, and we just hadn't conceived of it in that way as one, the bad side and the good side. It was more like how do we evaluate and analyze each one of these. It doesn't necessarily mean that's the way to go, but.
And what we're hoping is, what we're hoping to come out of this is, here's our direction, because what we wanted. We don't, or I certainly don't, I don't think Leslie does either, has any interest in trying to make go through the whole process, the fine tuning, looking at the layers, the feasibility, the technical background. I don't think as a whole group, if we ever try to go through all these, all 7 projects that way, I don't think it's going to work. What we're proposing is that we come up with, using these criteria, that we come up with the 3 most high ranking, basically just the consent, not consensus, but the aggregate of all the people here. There'll be the the aggregate. And we'll take the 3 top ones, and with those 3 top ones, we'll say, okay, we're going to have 3 small groups. And these 3 small groups are going to meet. They're going to have no more than 5 members, ideally 3, at least 1 member with technical knowledge of the project area, diversity of viewpoints. And this small group will need to research feasibility issues and prepare a report to the committee. And then that will come back to the whole group. But it will come back with some background and knowledge. Hey, this is what we see are the issues. These we see as the solutions. And it's possible these small groups might get to a point and say, there's a hard stop here. There's something here we can't get by. And if that happens, then we'll go to the next project on our list. This can give us a way of actually approaching this, hopefully a systematic way, but using small groups rather than the whole committee. And Leslie and I, with the help of Michael Black, will appoint the committees. But the idea is to get committees that are diverse and knowledgeable on the topic. Jeff?
I wonder if you'd want to add up there trade-offs with other trail users. I don't see that covered anywhere in here.
What is that? Does that mean like
hikers, bikers, horse possibly, but trade-offs?
I think that fits in the political. We can just add trade-off there.
Okay.
I wonder if that would also, I was actually thinking it goes in benefits to community criteria, like
somewhere in there.
Does it adequately consider the various modes of safety? I think
what I'm thinking of is if you build a certain kind of trail over here where other trail users are using it, and it's going to be taken away from them to do it. That's like a trade-off. And there's all kinds of different combinations to think about. But
I think Casey pointed out, you know what I mean, what you're saying, but it's maybe written differently. It says user experience, which is kind of what you're talking about, but it's listed under mountain bike trail system.
Right.
Which yeah. isn't really
right.
That's what confused me too.
Or should we make that a separate
we just say added value to trail system?
Yeah, scratch the mountain bike.
Yeah. That actually exactly covers what I was kind of caught me earlier.
So just cross out mountain bike. Added value. No, here. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Added value to trail system as a whole.
That's it. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. 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 That's okay. Yeah, because that's considering the other users and other trails that aren't right. related to these specific projects, or they might be related, but they're not these specific projects, but might affect others.
Well done.
Yeah.
But I have a question on that to follow up. Like in public land management, sometimes you have a no action alternative. So how would you consider a no action decision for added value? Is it a change in value? Or, you know, what if we decide not to add value, but we're going to maintain it as is? How does that fit under number three? Would you say we are not adding value? You know, is maintaining something in its current state, does that violate three?
Well, these are criteria which we would evaluate a specific project. So I guess you could, after you evaluate the project, even if there's no full stops, there could be an evaluation that the criteria isn't strong enough or it doesn't meet the criteria well enough to merit doing action. I think the commissioners are, you know, we are operating under the assumption that there are some projects that should and could go forward in some form. And but I don't know if that fits into it. How would you word it as a criteria?
Maybe an added value would just be considered not a diminished value in user experience.
Or just scratch the word added.
Yeah.
Say value to trail system.
I like that.
Or,
you know, that encompasses.
Yeah, that works for me.
Maybe.
That works for you. Casey?
Hey, you said we're talking about benefits.
Yeah. Could you give an example, Luke? Like,
the only thing that would.
What's
benefit
that?
Is something
you're to a diminished value?
Well, I don't think so. I think if the value already exists, then it's a benefit, and you could argue, or you could say that by adding something, you could be adding a value over here, but diminishing another value, and that on the whole, the current situation is a value in and of itself. So
yeah. I think some of that's covered in the feasibility. Most of that should be covered on the other side of the coin, though, right? So,
these aren't really, I don't think they're really the other side of the coin necessarily. Okay. Hopefully they're not. I mean, hopefully we're going to be able to find common ground here.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to
do it. I guess if
I think this is something. It seems like not every project will have every benefit. It might have one, or it might have two, but it's so big that it might overcome, like say if you have one, the only thing that you can say that's good about this trail is safety. But it's so big that it would take away like three of the feasibility problems. Or vice versa, you could have all of the benefits, but none of them rise to the top to overcome, you know, one significant feasibility like financial. So it's not necessarily a one-to-one or that everything is addressing every single thing.
But is that, I feel like I'm understanding Luke's question differently. And the
I would just say maintain or add value to trail system.
Yeah, or take out the word added or overall value to trail system, or like, I don't.
Yeah, I think it should look at overall value, and I think that goes along with what you're saying too. I think that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, so for me, we're talking about changes, right? So we're proposing a change, and does that change? And I think I actually am more looking at it the way Luke was presented, of like, does it add a benefit? It's going to add something, but does it cost something? And it could do both, right? So if we're changing something that is a hiker trail to a mountain biker trail, it can add a benefit, but there's also a cost, right? And so to look at these, it's almost in my mind, there's like three stages, right? So really just yes or no, is this feasible or not? Like, is this, even though we have concerns, there's questions like, is it possible?
if it is, what are the costs, what are the benefits? And some could have really high costs, but also really high benefits.
I like that a lot. I wonder if we should.
Like, are any just like, because I don't know all of the everything. Like, are any just such a no-go? Like, and then if they are, what are the costs, which is really a lot of what you guys have under feasibility, and to rank them in some fashion, because I don't want to have something taken off just because there's some concerns or questions, or there's a cost to it if there's also a really high benefit. And I know we're trying to maybe pick off the easy ones, which that could be where you're going with this. Like, let's just look at the ones that are, you know, have really low costs and really high benefits, and just tackle those ones.
First, not being able to not touch the other ones.
Right.
That is kind of
But again, this really is just trying to allow all of us to have some input into where we start. This process is not to knock anything off the list. It's to say this group, when considering these criteria, think that these are the ones we should address first.
But Rick, how about this? I think what everyone's bringing up a really good point. We have feasibility, which is obviously like, can it happen or not? But then maybe we should say costs/benefits to community, because then we're looking at like the plus minus balance there. To me, that makes a lot of sense. The way Brooke
just take out added. Either put added on all 1 through 4, or take it out from number 3.
Yeah. So
it just doesn't make sense.
I mean, I'm okay with that. We cross out added and do costs and benefits.
And it's really just a guideline for us,
right?
Individually, right? So
yes.
That makes sense what Leslie just said, but just to remember that we're going to all interpret this a little differently.
Sure, absolutely, and that's understandable. But the idea was to kind of get us at least a little bit of a similar mind, so we're kind of approaching it. We could say, well, we went through a process, and this is how we got here. But yeah, you're exactly right.
So I'd support those changes too.
So cross out added on number 3.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just say cost slash.
New costs.
Cost slash.
I think that makes sense.
But really, when we talk about unless I'm thinking this differently, just because we've done that doesn't mean that we don't use this, because this is part of the cost benefit.
Well, as Brooke said, that's almost the first consideration, right? It's like kind of the are there any showstoppers here, and how easy or how difficult is it to get done is like a really, and then cost benefits is sort of a little different, or at least in my head.
Yeah. And I don't think we've got I don't think it's a full stop on anything. I think there's a partial stop on a number of these, but I don't think there's a full stop on anything. So we should just move forward.
Yeah. I think for a lot of planning processes, they would use challenges. Like, it's a challenge.
Yeah.
And you know, if there's so many challenges, then it becomes infeasible. But you've got one or two challenges that can be overcome in order to pursue this greater benefit. So that's how I interpret it.
So, I've...
Dave wants to
say
something.
Yes, we go. I'd like to know which bucket to scale the project. How many people to build and long-term maintain a project? Is that... That's different. Well, okay. Okay. To me, that was more, is it logistically possible to do it? Which is a whole lot different than...
Well, I think just add maintenance in here.
Okay. Thank you.
I really want to just, you know, move us along now. These are really great changes. We'll make sure that we include these. Okay. So I think where we're at is we're going to ask all of you to now, using this cost benefit feasibility, our discussion, and ask everyone to rank their three projects, and then understand that. Whatever, we'll tally that up, and whichever project's the highest, the three highest projects will be the three projects that we'll create small groups begin working on. That's all. That's all. Because I don't think we have the just three. We can't work on them all. That's what we're saying. We're going to take the top three. So.
And I think, you know, Rick and I discussed the possibility that, you know, there may not come, it's a little bit of an experiment, right? A lot of you put tons of thought into this, and some of you may not have put a lot of thought in, but we're asking you to sort of think a little bit on your feet if you haven't put a lot of thought into it already. And we're hoping that three of these projects rise to the top very easily. If not, we have like a backup plan. But our hope is that if given a ranked, what we're doing, top three choices, your top choice will get 3 points, your second choice will get 2 points, and your third will get one. And we'll see if three of these really rise to the top, because what we're hoping for is to get projects that the most number of people in the group think are feasible and will have more benefits than costs. So, and ideally, then we can, you know that those working groups are going to be formed. You'll tell us if you are like very invested or want or feel that you should be in those working groups, and Rick and I will consider that, and then we'll try to form these working groups. And of course, everyone will be able to contribute their information and knowledge to the working group, but we're going to try to keep them in the small workable sizes where those working groups will go out and investigate all of these criteria and get the layers and do all those things. And I guess we can talk about that more. But I think we're interested to see if something, if three things rise to the top.
And we do want your name on them. Yes, sorry.
So we're ranking our top three based on what our notion of feasibility and benefits at this point in the game.
Or are we ranking the ones that we want to work on?
Well, you just write in characters and characters and characters.
Well, if you're telling us to pick the three that will be potentially considered to be on the group,
No. You're just picking the ones that you think, based on this criteria, that you think we should start to work on.
And later you're going to determine which groups.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry. Because,
like, I might want to be in a group that's not on my list.
Unrelated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you
cool,
can,
thanks.
Yeah, just the...
Rick and I really want to get something done, and we want to get it done before 2023. So this is the roadmap.
Make sure they have the names on
it. Part of this problem is that Imperatress, there are like three of the projects we can start working on right now. Imperatress is going to take planning and asking us.
That would go in your feasibility ranking. Right?
Yeah. Well, not exactly.
Oh, are you saying there should be four?
I'm saying characters is set five or 6 or 7 years. Whereas tomorrow I can start working on Alice.
Well, I think you should just use your own criteria to rank them.
Need a writing utensil here.
Where are we putting these?
Oh, right here.
Are you going to tell me what is the last
but then what's
number three?
Whatever sense is. Right. And just David and I know a little more about the term.
Number one and number three. So number one is by Epstein, and number three is
that's
closer
my favorite
to
yes, number one is, yeah, like a
those
close.
Those are both in Sissy Mountain Park, though, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Number three at all those options.
Who
are we giving these to? We're giving them to you? It's
okay. I need a good part.
It's also cost and benefits. It's not entirely feasibility. You're judging on all of them, so.
We don't have a trash can. But you can just stack them back there and I'll take them.
Here you go, Chris.
Oh, great. Thank you for the hot chocolate.
You're welcome.
Makes it much more tolerable. Hey, so on that property, I'm heading out of town tomorrow for a couple of weeks. And the whole thing comes down to is if it's going to be city property, I'm not going to take it through and do all this stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
so
If it's going to be parks, I'll work on it. But he doesn't have as much value. It does have more value to the city, but obviously that trail is
the trail
is on the bus community. Well, no, I think it comes into
it was built just
right on the line. Right on the line.
Well, then if that's the case, I'd say we want the other one. We would like to make more sense for you to take the first one, think the second one. Well, yes. If that's the case,
then you just have something
in mind. Yeah, I would like
to put a slash, not through it, but just make a mark on it so that we know we've done it.
Okay.
But both of them.
Okay, so do you want to know who it is or just the count?
And then we would have access to that.
Yeah,
it's really hard actually. I'm looking at my priorities.
So, just let me, can I have your attention for a second?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
Close the chat. Sale.
Thanks. Do you want to just read them off to me?
Okay.
Or do you want to do all three pointers first?
I'll just go down and list, but he didn't write them on there. I don't know if you want that. Okay.
What we can do with this, what we do is we would write now Imperatus and write a 3 by Imperatus.
Yep.
And then you put a 2 by Lithia, and you put a 1 by Pioneer, and you put a cross to it.
Okay.
Imperatus 3, Alice 2, Pioneer 1. Imperatus 3.
Straight out of the night.
Lower Wonder 2, Alice 1. Alice 3, Wonder 2, what's Siskiyou?
Siskiyou, I think that's number...
Oh, 1.
Okay.
Siskiyou 1.
Yeah.
Okay. Lithia Park 3, South Ashland 2, Siskiyou Low Angle Loop 1. Okay. Alice 3, mm-hmm. Imperatus 2, mm-hmm. Wonder 1. Okay, Imperatus 3, Alice 2, South Ashland 1. Imperatus 3, Alice 2, Wonder 1. Alice 3, South Ashland 2, Pioneer Promenade 1. Alice 3, White Rabbit, that's South Ashland, right?
What does it say? What White Rabbit? I think that's South Ashland.
Yeah, so South Ashland 2, Wonder 1. Imperatus 3, Alice 2, Wonder 1. Wonder 1.
Oh, Wonder's 3.
Oh, sorry.
Wonder 3.
Wonder 3, South Ashland 2, Lithia 1.
Are they tallying them right now?
South Ashland 3.
Who's going to audit
this? Or Wonder 2, Alice 1.
Okay, that's it.
So
okay,
that's all
now
we got.
Need to add them up. So this is
It's
a toss-up between South Ashland and Wonder, really.
If we're going by this, we're...
Well, it's funny because Dave was saying
Paratrust
is a long-term. He was kind of arguing
before
working here, so I don't know if we're
going to get there. Well, I think, actually, sure. I, to be honest with you, I think the Paratrust is going to be a hard stop real quick, so we'll get to there. Anybody interested in these all?
But in the end, what you'd like is some resolution.
I don't care.
We have some winners.
All right.
We would like
So, it's actually pretty interesting. Okay, so the top ranked was Alice in Wonderland with 22 points. After that comes Imperatrice at 20. Then it's pretty close. The Lower Wonder Bailout's got 13, and then South Ashland Trails is 12. And the rest of them are pretty low. Lithia is at 6. Then Pioneers 3 and South Mountain Park Loop is that the South Mountain Park Low Angle Loop Trails is 2. So I guess that leaves us with a definite top 2, and then Wonder is our third.
I think we should just go with it. I mean, I think that we're going to find that there may be a hard stop on Fairness, or it may be we find that it's going to be we need to wait on. But let's find that out. And so now we have 3 groups. Yes, sir.
Can you just read the top 3 just once again?
So it's Alice in Wonderland's Climb Trail Ped Bike Separation, the Imperatrice property, and then the Wonder. We're calling that Lower Wonder Bailout Trails are the top 3. And then I think what is important for us now is to get information from you if there's one of those trails that or multiple that you feel like you have expertise in or an interest in, because I think the goal next is for Rick and I to form diverse and small productive working groups to start investigating building layers, etc. And then I don't know how those groups will report back or what, but I guess we'll continue thinking about that.
Quick clarifying question. So there will only be groups for those 3. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
For now. It doesn't mean that we're abandoning the rest of them. It means that we want to get started working and we want to get focused and we want to pick the most desired and perceived as most feasible things to do that so that we could potentially get some wins. And then
tabling the other ones for later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what we've just done. This is basically where this meeting had 2 goals. One was just trying to help this diverse group who's only been able to look at each other 2D on screens to have to get together and hopefully connect a little better with each other, see each other's point of view a little better, and to come up with the next step. We have it. We're ready now. We're going to start. We'll get these committees formed, we'll be able to start working.
Do we want people to email us if they have particular interest in being in working? How do you want to?
I mean, if somebody wants to stay now, that's fine. But I just would say, just because you express an interest doesn't mean you're going to get on the committee. Because we're going to keep the committee small. We're going to try to make them diverse. We want to make sure we've got some expertise on each one.
I got a question. I forget who alluded to it, but Paratrust is going to have more layers, right? And
hard to say.
Well, yeah, but when you look at Alice, you know exactly where you're working. Mm-hmm. Lower Wonder, you have a general idea. And Creator seems like it's a lot broader.
Uh-huh.
So would it make sense to have to focus that in for as a bigger group for that smaller group to work on? Or I don't know, I'm just a little, there's so many directions that one could go in terms of what the ask is, or is that just going to be on that committee, subcommittee to figure out?
That's what I think. So if you have a really lot of concerns, then you should volunteer for that,
right,
that committee.
Well, I would say, I mean, we all said trust was one of the, well, not we all said that, but trust was one of the things, and I totally trust any of the groups to look at it, and it's all still going to come back to us to review and comment on.
Yes.
So I think a larger group, it's just harder and takes more time, and I trust, you know, I'll just trust it. I'll just say, put me whatever on whatever group you want.
Yeah, I was just, whoever's going to be on that group might have a little more work than the other.
Yeah.
Or it might come to a quick stop and have no work.
Well,
ain't happening.
It could be different too, because it could be more along the lines of securing the property or identifying its value as recreation property as opposed to designing every trail on the property. You know.
Yeah, like maybe that would be how far you can get with that.
Yeah.
With this, in this first round or the initial progress.
Right.
And that committee could even decide, like, do we want to take this whole thing on, or do we want to just like get to the part where there's some, you know, land acquisition.
Yeah, because I know there's been the map we referenced, Torsten's, that still want to repeat. Does this feel different than those processes in creating those conceptual trail plans? No?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But I agree with you. I think there should be more people in that plan.
Duly noted.
Do a follow-up to you. I think I keep thinking of Imperatrix not as it was presented in the RVMDA plan, but as we talked about it in the last TMP process. So I just wanted to make sure when we're talking about it, we're talking about multi-user, multi-trails. So is that right? Am I the only one that's like envisioning the Imperatrix when we were talking about it and considering it not just the RVMDA proposal across it, but also hiking trails and that type of a thing, as was identified as a potential use for it in the previous trails master plan, which is what we're updating, right?
So that the plan you're referencing is a plan that we paid for to have a surveyor go out and do all of those trails. And since that has been done maybe 5 years ago, we still haven't secured that property as recreation property. So that's where I'm coming from is we could establish its value as recreation property, and this could be a very valuable point to get us to the next point, which could be designing the more specific, like maybe a terrain park or something like that. But we already know that there are those trails, those were the walking trails and things like that. But we can get into all of that, start from there, and see how far we can get. But again, obviously, we can't design the whole thing with a small committee. So it's a little different with Imperatrix. Where Alice, you could like say it should go this way and then that way and that and then that. This one, maybe we're doing bubble diagrams and saying this area should be this and that area should be that and that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And then from there, you make the recommendation, and then the next step would be, you know, to secure it and then go from there on design.
I think that clarification kind of covers what I meant by like talking about it as a larger group.
Yeah.
Just kind of that covered it.
Okay.
3 minutes.
Well, that was great. I'm happy.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Well, thank you for doing this. This felt really good. I think it's really great to meet in person. Made it totally virtual.
Rick worked so hard, y'all. I want you to know that he spent a lot of time.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It almost feels like pre-COVID, kind of. Yeah. Just almost. It's kind of nice.
Yeah. Picked the right day of the week, too.
Yeah. Yeah. We actually did, didn't we?
And the right time. We had sun for 15 minutes.
I know.
It snowed yesterday.
That
might be a snow day tomorrow.
So, yeah. So I'm making sure we get pictures of all the, you know, all the information that was here, so we will have that Well, we don't want to lose anything, because I think we have some really good ideas that came up out of this. And I think this, hopefully this is going to kick off the next stage of our committee in a positive way. You know, I also want to give him thanks. Thanks, Dorinda, for all of your work on this. You know, she did a lot of work behind the scenes to make this be more professional and so it went really smoothly. You know, Leslie and I were able to just kind of drop in and, it's all set up for us. So thank you, Dorinda.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
All right.
I guess that's a wrap.